Now, something else that was going to be a reporting issue for 2007-08 until HMRC was persuaded to change its mind, and this is medical checkups. Health screening, medical checkups. Previously, the guidance from HMRC said, do not treat expenses incurred by the employer in providing periodic medical checkups for employees. Do not treat it as conferring a chargeable benefit on those employees. There was a long-standing practice, effectively a non-statutory concession, which says that you don't tax that if it was available to, say, senior staff, managers and above, people over 50, that type of thing, not taxable. But they basically changed the law, brought it within Section 210 of ITPA, the power to exempt minor benefits. But the problem is they've changed the basis. The cost is exempt if the employer provides an employee with up to one health screening and or medical checkup per year, but with the proviso that the health screening is generally available to all employees and the medical checkup is generally available to all employees. That's not all managers. That's not all employees over 50. The new ruling is all employees it must be available to. All employees don't have to have it. All employees don't have to take up the option. But all employees must have the opportunity to do so. There's no requirement that all employees should receive the same screening or checkup, or that the screening checkup should be made available at the same intervals. So you might have well women screening for the ladies on even years and well man checkups for the men in odd years. Health screening is an assessment to identify employees who might be at risk of ill health. Medical checkup is a physical examination of an employee by a health professional. And HMRC is limited to determining the employee's state of health. If the screening or the checkup results in an employee having to have medical treatment, the exemption does not apply to that medical treatment. So if the employer pays for any medical treatment, it will have to be reported as a benefit in kind if the account is between the employer and the medical provider, or if it's reimbursing the employee's doctor's bill, then it's a personal liability. Class 1 NIC, remember. The new exemption actually applies from the 14th of August 2007, so in the middle of the 2007-08 year. But HMRC have now announced that they're not going to collect tax on NICs for 2007-08 on health screening or medical checkups, providing it wouldn't have been taxed on the basis of the previous non-statutory treatment. So no reporting for 2007-08 if it wasn't taxable before. But watch this space, because it's obviously going to become a taxable item once they finish consultation with employers.